Okay, testing, testing. This is Walk and Talk, episode 2. I apologize for the wind, if it's annoying. I decided to go and walk down by the harbor today, and it's a little bit windy. But this is just part of the whole try and not be perfect. And hopefully it's not going to be too much of a nuisance. Anyways, I apologize. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about the progress that I've made so far. Or the lack of it. Because yesterday I talked a little bit about how I wanted to just relax and take it easy for the rest of the day. Or maybe just focus on stuff that's positive. All that stuff. And I ended up having to try and call up my commune, because they sent a bill that apparently bounced, and now they send it again with a late fee, which I need to talk to them about whether or not it's fair or whatever. And I ended up in one of those ridiculous phone systems where you get like 10, 20 options, and then you click one, and then you get another 10, 20 options. And I could just feel how my anxiety was spiking while, like, being in this thing, and really made me, like, set me back. So that was annoying. Another thing was that I had a long talk with my wife about trying to have some plans for the future and try and do positive projects, and she encouraged me to try and every day make a 10-second video of something that's good. Something that's inspirational to people, and post it on social media. And I thought, sure, why not? It sounds like a pretty harmless and pretty nice little project. The problem is, when I tried to figure out what to do, all my professionalism and need to be really, really, really good, because I am measuring myself against other very successful people on social media, obviously. I was just feeling like this little thing that I have with just talking to you. I didn't have that, because somehow making something that is bound to be viewed and judged by other people, I just couldn't release the whole I need to make this good, even need to make this perfect. And then once I uploaded it, needed to check. Are people watching it? Are people liking it? What is the engagement factor? And I just don't feel that that's something that I can handle right now. It's nice. I mean, obviously, if you make something for people to actually check, if people appreciate it, like it, engage with it, I just feel like the whole, like, buildup of, like, needing to perform is just, it's too much. And I tried. Like I talked about yesterday, sometimes you have to try to see if this is a thing that, something that gives you anything. And I don't think I should keep doing it right now. I might return to it because it is a nice project. It just feels, there's too much pressure around it, too much anticipation. Even though I'm guessing most of the pressure is coming from myself, obviously, because no one is commenting on a little stupid video about the evening wind. 10 seconds. Ooh, let's listen or watch stuff moving in the wind. It's like a little piece of mindfulness. And the stupid thing is, I don't even know if I believe in mindfulness. I mean, this is this whole movement of, let's just sit and watch nature and relax. I'm not sure I'm buying it. I'm sorry. I know this is something I really should do and dive into, especially in my current state of mind, trying to avoid negative thoughts and depression and self-harm and all that jazz. Going out and just sitting still on a bench and watching nature is supposedly good for you. And somehow, I just find it utterly boring. It's weird because I actually told my therapist that that's all I wanted. Like, in my first session with her, I was crying, I was super upset, and all I wanted, or at least that's what I told her, was to sit and be allowed to do nothing. Without judgment, without anyone being upset that I'm just sitting there and doing nothing. That's what I told her that I wanted. And it might have been true for that little moment, that that's what I wanted. I'm not sure that's what I need. It's so funny because working in the film business, we always talk about characters' wants and needs, because people usually want something, but that's not what's going to allow them to grow as a character and complete their journey. And usually that's what movies are all about. People being on a journey, learning something about themselves and getting usually to a better place, or completing a quest, or solving something that they set out to solve. And I honestly don't think it's a bad way of viewing yourself. Like, what do you need? And what do you want? And maybe at that moment in time, all I wanted was to just be allowed to take a break. But is my break sitting still and watching the grass grow? Not so sure. Not so sure. Right now, I'm in the harbor watching the wind, trying desperately not to blow out the microphone. Garbage truck. Sorry. And somehow I feel more comfortable walking, not sitting still in my very comfortable studio with amazing microphones and good acoustics, I feel better walking and talking, not sitting still, letting my mind just run loose. Maybe that's just me, but maybe someone else likes to listen. Maybe someone likes to just have the quietness. Somehow, walking. And it's weird because at some point I was working on writing something, and the way I felt was really working out was walking in circles. I had access to this amazing park / cemetery that I just walked around for hours thinking about what I wanted to write and playing out the characters and the scenarios in my head. And the weird thing was, without moving around, I could not get my brain to bring out those thoughts. It was just wasn't possible. So I'm guessing my mindfulness is not sitting still and watching the evening wind, but rather moving through it. I'm guessing that's what I'm doing right now. Moving around the harbor, walking around, feeling the wind on my face, hearing the sounds of the boats and the wind in the wires, and allowing my mind free space to just talk. Now, it's interesting because I think that also might be why that little video of like just watching the evening wind meant zero for me. I mean, my wife also said, like, why don't you make a video of just making coffee? You love making coffee. And coffee makes you happy right now. I was like, but coffee right now and making coffee, I mean, I love going to coffee places and I love making coffee at home, but it's not something that I think is like something that other people necessarily need to watch or participate in. Whereas, oh my God, I really sound self-centered now, because I feel that talking about these things might actually be much more interesting than a 10-second video of watching a coffee machine or the wind in the leaves. It's so weird because when I think about it, I mean, saying it out loud, it sounds like the whole like positive wellness, mindfulness community would probably rather just sit still and watch coffee getting made in a beautiful, like, beautiful edited, beautiful shot little video than listening to me rambling about this video and contemplating whether or not it's a nice video to create or share. But I'm guessing that's where I am different. And maybe also why I had my issues with the whole wellness community. Maybe I need to find my own way of doing these things. And maybe there's other people out there who'd rather just either listening to me rambling or rambling themselves. I mean, this might encourage other people to just walk around in random places and talking to themselves. Who knows? Anyways, this... Oh yeah, that was one thing that I wanted to talk about, because talking this way is making me feel less pressure on my chest, which has been a fucking nightmare for the past, like, year or so. It's as if I have this constant pressure, like, on my solar plexus, and it just feels like something heavy is lying there pushing in. And obviously that's just a, like, manifestation of stress and anxiety, because your muscles tend to clench up and protect your most valuable asset, which is your heart and your lungs. And basically that manifests, oh shit, there's a little wind here. I mean, that manifests as a feeling of pressure on your solar plexus. So I can justify why it's happening, but it's fucking annoying. And having this constant ache and pressure on your chest, I mean, I can feel the tears behind my eyelids, just wanting to break free, and that pressure helps that, like, that sadness just grow and grow and grow. And somehow, that little walk and talk that I did yesterday, like episode one, it managed to take it away a little bit. Not gone, but just ease the pressure. And trying to make a little video, posting it on social media, brought it right back. That's what I talked to my therapist about. I need to try and feel, not mentally justify what I'm doing, but feel whether or not what I'm doing is doing anything good. And for all the positive ideas of making small, bite-sized videos of positivity, addressing it to whomever, I mean, my wife thought maybe I should just address all of them to my daughter and she would enjoy watching them when she gets older. Like, oh, this is all daddy's tricks of how to make the world a better place and how to be a good person and how to bring joy to the world. I mean, all of those are valid points that are very honorable. And somehow it brought all the anxiety back, like all the external pressure of having to perform and having to be good, be perfect. So that, yep, that's not a project I'm diving into right now. I'm circling back to that thing because it really bothered me. Because the idea was good. The feeling was horrible. And walking down here in the harbor and talking about it somehow is allowing me to let it go. I mean, I actually had a hard time sleeping yesterday because I did that project in the evening and I ended up, like, lying for an hour or two, not being able to fall asleep because I was thinking about, why do I think that video is bad? And what could I do to make better videos? I mean, even this morning in the gym, I kept circling back to, oh, maybe it's the wrong format. Maybe 10 seconds isn't good enough. Maybe it should be a longer format. Maybe I should have a different approach. What if, what if, what if? And this weird, like, needing to, like, I don't know, needing to be the fucking best, needing to be brilliant, like, just kept piling up. And the stupid thing was, yesterday, after recording episode one of Walking and Talking, all I could think about was, ha, all the topics that I could potentially talk about. Get off my chest. Walk around and bounce ideas around without any judgment, without knowing or caring whether or not people were listening. And also, trying not to care about the quality and the design, the, like, if it flows, if I am making weird noises, if I'm inconsistently speaking, if my English is bad. Sorry, I'm natively Danish, so that also pops into my head. For some weird reason, that wasn't there. Because just being allowed to talk without any judgment, without the need to post this or check in whether people are listening or not, just made it possible to do it for me. Do it without caring how it ends up or what I end up talking about. Or whether or not someone likes it. Because, and I think that's a core issue that I think I'm struggling with. I have this weird wanting people to like what I do. Wanting to, if I do something, do it extraordinarily well. And I don't think that's what I need. I think I need to start doing things that I like to do without caring about whether or not people like it. I mean, for God's sakes, without even caring whether I like it. Just do it because I feel like it. Stop using the head and use the heart. Stop using the head and use the heart. Oh my God, that's my new mantra. Okay. Oh, big truck. Okay, I'm going this way. So, yeah. I think that's about where I am today. Winter's pretty cold. It's been a nice walk and talk. Thank you for listening. If anyone's listening. If not, good luck living in my pocket. Bye!